The Northern Neck has been the birthplace of many of America's earliest leaders and verbal artists, presidents and patriots, poets and fiery prose writers and orators. A combination of those talents have even given us poet, presidents, and patriot prose writers. Leading up to the Revolution, one of the best was Richard Henry Lee, one of the five siblings called by John Adams that band of brothers, the Lees. Richard Henry Lee used his talent for prose to write one of the most amazing bills that was to come out of the House of Burgesses, a stunning piece of prose, unique for that time. To lay so heavy a duty upon the importation of slaves as to put an end to that iniquitous and disgraceful traffic within the colony of Virginia. Africans, he wrote, were equally entitled to liberty and freedom by the great law of nature. Written in 1759, is it any wonder that those words have been called the most extreme anti-slavery statements made before the 19th century? More great prose was to come. In 1766, in response to the notorious Stamp Act, he co-authored the Leedstown Resolves. That's the one promising danger and disgrace to anyone who paid the tax because, quote, by reason and law he cannot be taxed but by consent of a parliament in which he is represented by persons chosen by the people. President James Madison, one of the next born-here presidents, wrote a few poems. One in particular is a poetic political diatribe against the Tories that begins, "Come, noble Whigs, disdain these sons of screech owls, monkeys, and baboons," and it goes on in like manner. President Madison didn't think much of his own poetry, so we're grateful he turned his talents to prose and his masterpiece, our Constitution. Coming to the near present, we remember John Dos Passos, who called the Northern Neck his chosen country. He was famous for his enigmatic political novels and wrote much of his trilogy, USA, while living in Westmoreland County here in the Neck. One modern-day poet-politician that comes to mind is a non-Northern Necker, though he lived for the latter part of his life in Rappahannock County. It was the late Senator Eugene McCarthy of Wisconsin. He was renowned for his lovely and lyrical poetry, so it comes as no great surprise that when he was running for president in 1968, he suggested that the candidates renounce debates and have poetry contests instead. Well, I'll give the last word to Percy Bysshe Shelley, known for his lyrical and political poetry. He wrote that they, the poets of the world, are, quote, the unacknowledged legislators of the world, unquote. This is Thea Marshall.